Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Liebman for CCR to House Bill 1164.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1164 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the State Election Board.
Representative Liebman, you're recognized to explain the Conference Committee report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. This is the Election Board, House Bill 1164, a reduction from 1 year ago of 6.4%. Be happy to answer any question. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Liebman, two questions. One, what is the additional $5 million in the total appropriation for administration and data processing? Where is the Election Board getting that extra $4.7 million, actually?
I believe you're referring to some federal grants that help the election boards out, and there's the HAVA in there for brand new equipment, which we're not ready to buy yet. I don't think it's been manufactured, but it's accumulating in the account for machines that make it easier for handicapped to vote. There's quite a bit of federal money being given to the election board.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
So if I'm reading you correctly, then basically the election board has $30 million in some sort of fund that they're not tapping into, and that would be the have a Title II, where it says there's $28,800,000, and also it looks like there's another $1.6 million in elections management on the line right above that. $30 million in some sort of a savings account for what might be a future enhancements to the system?
It'll be brand new voting machines is what that will eventually be. That I don't think, I understand they have not been even manufactured yet. Our system works very well compared to some other states.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Morgan for a question.
Representative Liebman, did I just understand you to say we're giving money to the election board for something that doesn't even exist yet?
I can't hear in here, Mr. Speaker.
Members of the House will come to order. Please take your seats or take your conversations outside. Please give your attention to Representative Morgan. Representative Morgan, would you repeat the question?
Be happy to, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. Representative Liebman, did I just hear you say that we're appropriating money to the State Election Board for something that doesn't exist yet? Did I hear you say they didn't even build these things yet and we're trying to buy them?
The noise in here, and thank you for the question, the noise in here is obviously obstructing what you hear also. This is federal money given to the election boards all across the country to buy new machines when they see fit to do it. We don't see fit. We don't think there's a better machine on the market yet than what we have. So, but it's not state money. The state budget for the election board is reduced from last year 6.4%.
Representative Morgan for a follow-up.
Are you aware of any strings that the feds put on that says it has to be used for voting machines then, so we're free to spend it as we choose?
I understand there are strings on it. Thank you for your questions.
Representative Russolo for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Liebman, this is all driven by the federal government. It's because of the HAVA, the Handicapped Act, and wouldn't you agree, I mean, it's nice to get federal dollars, strings are attached, wouldn't you agree that you can take our voting devices that we have today, drop them out of a helicopter, and we can still vote with them?
I absolutely agree. We have good equipment in the state of Oklahoma. Thank you for your good question and comments.
Representative Russolo for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Unfortunately, we have to develop these different systems driven by the feds and their money and their strings. Wouldn't you agree we're going to lose a good system and probably come up with something that doesn't work as well?
No, it's my understanding we don't have to spend this money till we are ready to and need to, which means a time when maybe these machines are worn out and we can't get parts for them. That's what generally happens. The manufacturer quits providing parts, and as we need parts, they have to lay up a bunch of machines.
Representative Ruslow for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I was going to stop at two questions, but...
You can, that's okay.
I'm enjoying the conversation and the question and answer period that we have here together, and we're going to lose in a few days, and I won't see you again for a while. But wouldn't you know, in Wagner County, that we have duct tape and baling wire, and we can keep those machines running. Did you know that?
Very likely.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Liebman moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the conference committee report, please indicate by saying aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1164 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the State Election Board.
Representative Liebman moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Billy votes aye. Representative Shoemate votes aye. Representative Brannon votes aye. Representative McCullough votes aye. Representative Peters votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Inman votes aye. Representative McMullen votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Bands votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Declare the vote.
90 aye, 3 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Liebman, I ask that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
90 aye, 3 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.